This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot, all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Thursday, 16 March in the year of our Lord 2023. That is a massive new talent, Natasha Owens, her song. I want everybody to get on iTunes. When we get her on here at the bottom of the hour, I want this thing in the top 10. That is Trump One, and that is about up in your grill as you can possibly get. What an upbeat, an anthem like song. Natasha Owens, Trump One. We've got a lot to get to. Tom Tiffany, the congressman, is going to join us in a second. He's all over DOJ about the border. We're going to go back to Burquam. I want to get Chris Hoare in here. Chris, because you got another special for the War Room Posse from the satellite phone store. Chris, thank you. Particularly everything going on. You know, you got the atmospheric rivers in California. You get 9 feet of snow in Big Bear. I mean, it's just insane what's happening. That's why I'm really glad that you came back on. Tell us what you got over at the satellite phone store, sir.
Well, Steve, at sat123.com today, we've got something everyone really needs. We have the BGAN 9202 internet unit. You can see it right here. This little device will keep you connected to the internet via satellite. No matter what's going on anywhere on the ground, you will be able to get an internet connection via satellite. And you can also use your regular cell phone to place a call through this thing, because it kicks out a Wi-Fi hotspot. And normally this little device here is $4,200, and it comes with a Faraday bag to keep it safe. And today it's $599, just $599 with activation, just $139 a month, Steve. You will never be without internet service or cell service.
And this is important today, not just what's happening throughout the world geopolitically, but also all the we're having things happen like right now, these atmospheric rivers and the snow in Southern California, the blizzards. Tell why do people need this? What is the pitch about why this is smart for the average citizen here that wants to be on top of things to get?
Well, look, I mean, the weather that we've been having in California across the country is taking out power. It's taken out the cell towers. It's taken out all of the normal ways that you are able to get internet service and make phone calls. And so we see this continuing, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. So this little unit right here will keep you connected, and that can be life-saving, Stephen. Keep your business going, keep you in contact with anybody you need to be in contact with. It can enable you to make phone calls through the Wi-Fi connection, and just call 941-955-1020 or go to sat123.com, because saving $4,300, Steve, is absolutely incredible. And it's just $139 a month, and it is peace of mind, and it is security, because you will never need to worry about it again. No matter where you are on Earth, this device will work. No matter if the power's down, the cell tower's down, doesn't make any difference. You'll be able to stay connected. So sat123.com, check it out. There's only 77 of these available, Steve, just for the War Room Posse, and then they're gone.
Well, that's why we always blow out of these as soon as you come up. How many of these do you have?
Just 77 units, and that's it. As I say, these things are light, portable, okay, and they work anywhere and keep you connected.
Fine. because these will be blown out before we get to the bottom of the hour. I want, once again, where do people go right now if they want to get on top of this?
They go to SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. Or just give us a call at 941-955-1020. Just $599. Stephen, you're saving $3,700. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, Chris Hoare over at the Satellite Store. SAT123.com. Appreciate it, brother. If we don't, is Tom Tiffany up? And I want to go to Dave Brad for a second. Let me get Dave Brad up before I go to Burquam. Dave, your assessment, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Brat, you're the dean of the business school down at Liberty. The Swiss Central Bank, Swiss National Bank, essentially nationalized Credit Suisse last night, right? Any doubt in your mind? I mean, we're in a process. People have to understand the system's collapsing, and what they're doing is doing smoke and mirrors and essentially nationalizing these banks. And when you nationalize a bank, it's the taxpayer that's paying it. Any doubt in your mind on that, Dave Brat?
No, and that's the major concern. Europe's doing that. Ironically, the ECB, the European banks, raising interest rates in the face of this. You can look at that two ways, right? Are they trying to create a further collapse so they can come to the rescue? But yesterday when I was on the show, Hanke in the U.S. is worried that the same thing's going to happen. Our entire banking system is going to become an appendage of the United States government here as well if we don't watch it.
Okay, that's why we had MTG on, because I don't see enough fire coming out of the Republican. You were a congressman before. There's no doubt, and Hanke, we're going to try to get him on, one of the advisors, yep. I think it was President Reagan. If you know the banking system, and you even see Larry Fink talking about this, you see Carl Icahn talking about this, all of a sudden Ken Griffin sounding like a populist and thing. The biggest oligarchs are getting – no. Icahn, Fink – And Ken Griffin sounded like a populist in the FT the other day. They're getting nervous about what's happening, and they understand. Is there any doubt in your mind, looking at it with your doctorate in economics, that we are heading to a massive taxpayer bailout of the banking system and essentially a nationalization of our banking system, sir?
I don't know the timing of it all, but yeah, when you look, I got a couple of charts I doubt we'll get to because I know you're slammed, but the M2 up 27% last year. And when money goes up, the price level goes up that much. The banking system is upside down, right? That's Milton Friedman's famous equation, MV equals PQ. And it's basically just M and P. If money goes up on the left side, P's got to go up with a lag of about a year and a half. And so we're sitting there right in the middle of a disaster. The banking folks are just the chairs on the Titanic. They know it's coming. They're just playing the game until it happens. And our Federal Reserve has known what's coming all along. They know what's coming, but they're playing the shell game as well. And so like we've been saying, and Cortez has been on it, you've been on it, Navarro, for a year and a half now. We all know it's coming. I'm shocked, you know, that you can be talking $50 trillion debt in 10 years, and it hasn't happened already.
Well,
that's the shock.
Okay. Hang on one second. We're going to get your charts ready. I also want to get to this interview of Kevin McCarthy by the great Matt Boyle about the debt ceiling. Hang on one second. We have Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin. Congressman Tiffany, we got Ben Burquam down in one of these camps on the border, and so much is this being driven by NGOs that are paid for out of the $6.8 trillion fiasco budget that Biden just put before. And by the way, Janet Yellen's getting ripped up in her hearing in the Senate Finance Committee. She's taking nothing but incoming. Okay. Congressman Tiffany, you're all over DOJ about the Red Cross. Why are you picking on the Red Cross, sir?
Because the Red Cross is facilitating illegal immigration into our country. As we've talked about previously, Steve, we're seeing this with a number of the NGOs. You know, we got the International Organization for Migration and United Nations Operation. Of course, you have the cartels, but you got others also, Catholic Charities, some of the faith-based groups. They are facilitating this illegal immigration that's coming into our country, and they need to stop it. And they all need to be called out on it. And that's what myself and Representative Gooden did with our letter in regards to the Red Cross. They are providing aid to those that seek to come here illegally.
Isn't this also the other part of it? Aren't we paying for this? Isn't a lot of this embedded into the budget? These NGOs, particularly Catholic Charities, gets a bunch of money from the government, the Red Cross. How do you, besides going to DOJ, how do we cut out the woke and weaponized parts of this budget, sir?
Yeah, the American people are paying for this. And what we need to do is we really need to inject ourselves in the appropriations process, Steve, and you know, really dig deep, look for where those dollars that are being authorized to go to these groups, and then pull that money back. And I know on a number of different fronts, including outside of this whole immigration issue, that's what we're looking for, is to get in the appropriations process. And by the way, that negotiation with Speaker McCarthy, 4 days, 15 votes, a big part of it was to get a couple people who are conservative in their outlook on the Appropriations Committee. And there's a few of those people that are there now. Hopefully it has an impact as we go through appropriations.
You're one of the few, if not the only, congressman who's really taking the dangerous trips down there. You know more about what's sitting on the northern Mexico border, our southern border right now. Ben's in these camps, and it couldn't be more dangerous. Are your colleagues, you think, up to speed? Do they listen to you? Do you feel you're breaking through with what the dangers are? We're sitting on a powder keg from El Paso the other day to the illegal aliens drowning off the coast of Imperial Beach. Do your colleagues understand what you saw, and do they understand this is an invasion, and right now it's a tinderbox on the northern Mexico border?
I think everybody understands the gravity of the problem at this point, but there's one political party that refuses to acknowledge it. Now, we're going to find out here, Steve. We're going to have some votes in the Judiciary Committee. We've got about 8 bills teed up to secure the border. I have one of them in regards to parole. And we're going to find out if Republicans are serious about it also. Because shame on us as Republicans if we don't secure the border. It is one of the, I believe, the American people expect this to happen. I think it's one of those 70% issues that we easily win on. I'm hoping that Republicans come along on this. It won't be easy, but it needs to be done.
You're putting up a vote on the humanitarian parole, which is a total scam. Is when you say parole, it's the humanitarian parole scam?
Yeah, you know, so it's different than what people would think typically of parole in the criminal justice system. This is where they can just wave people in. Parole is supposed to be used on a case-by-case basis, on a humanitarian basis. So let's say there's a kid sick in Africa and the only treatment they can get to save their life is in America. We can allow that person to come into America. What has the Biden administration done? Like so many other things, they've weaponized it and they let them in by the thousands. All the Afghans, I shouldn't say all, most of the Afghans that came in August of 2021, they came in via parole. That's not how that should have worked.
Congressman Tiffany, how do people follow you on social media and how they get to your House site to find out more about this?
At Rep. Tiffany.
Congressman Tiffany, thank you very much. Thank you for exposing this to the American people and fighting for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to join you, Steve.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Do we have Ben Burkwalk? Can we go to Ben? Ben, give us a minute before we go to break. How dangerous are these camps, sir, for the people there and for our country?
It's very simple, Steve. The cartels control Mexico. They control everything that happens on this side. I'm 30 feet away from the border. The river's right next to me. Until you get across there, it's controlled by the cartels. But the question that everyone needs to ask, we heard Chief Ortiz say that they don't have operational control. The question that every single American needs to ask, though, is how many Democrats? We know politicians in Mexico are corrupted and controlled by the cartels. How many politicians in America are controlled and corrupted by the cartels? There's where the investigations, and as you mentioned, the NGOs, non-governmental organizations that are working against the American people. That's why we see what you see behind me.
The Red Cross, the Catholic Charities, and here's the thing that's going to make you sick to your stomach. You're paying for it because it's all in that $6.8 trillion budget. That's the woke and weaponization. Remember, the woke and weaponization is just the first part. It's just the first part taken out. Also, never forget, the fentanyl crisis comes from Beijing and the CCP through their partners in the Mexican cartels into the United States to kill our young people. Short break. Back in the war room in a moment. We will fight till they're all gone.
Obviously, one of the biggest things you guys are going to confront this year, I've talked to dozens of people preparing for this interview, a lot of members, a lot of people around town, a lot of people throughout the media, asking them, what's the big thing they want to learn from you? A lot of them say they want to know what is the line on the debt ceiling? What are the terms? What is the line in the sand? What are you willing to accept? How lay out the battlefield for us.
Look, the debt ceiling is very serious, and we've got to understand what the debt ceiling is. And just to put it down, it's like providing your child with a credit card. They charge all the way up to the limit. You're responsible for paying it, but do you raise the limit without changing the behavior, or do you change the behavior? You know, many times in American history that we've came upon this debt ceiling, we would negotiate, and we would, Republicans and Democrats alike, have really in time, the Grand Rudman, have really gotten reforms fiscally that made America stronger. Right now we have inflation because the Democrats runaway spending. And what really people want to look at, is it a spending problem or is it a revenue problem? Because our spending is $31 trillion of debt. You just had the Congressional Budget Office just come out a couple weeks ago and tell us a forecast for the next 10 years. What they say is, in the next 10 years, we will end up paying $10.5 trillion just in interest. So it's like just paying the interest on your credit card, never taking on the principal. Now, put that in perspective. How much interest have we paid in the last 80 years? Let's go back to 1940. So if you add up all the interest that we paid for our debt since 1940 today, it's $9 trillion. So what took you 80 years, you're going to pay more than 10 years. And every great society collapses when they overextend.
I'm going to play this. First off, we're going to put it up, Mo and Captain Ben and Grace, put it up. This is the great Matt Boyle, I think the best political reporter around, doing this interview with McCarthy. We'll put up the whole thing. It goes about 7 minutes, and I'll address it today. We'll play more of it in this afternoon show because it's critical. Clearly, Brat, you were there. They understand the gravity of the situation. Do you think they're going to be important? Because, quite frankly, the House Freedom Caucus, I love those guys. The press conference last week still doesn't get to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter, you had the control of the Pentagon yesterday testifying that the defense budget, just by its normal course, is going to be $1 trillion in 2 years. It's the scale of these problems that are so big, and people seem to be talking around these things and talking on the margins. The way you get the federal budget down is the same way you get the defense budget down. You got to take a hard stand. It can't be one more penny to the debt ceiling, and we're not going to default on the securities. Plenty of cash. Do you think that the caucus has the stones to really throw down hard?
I doubt it. But boy, hearing Speaker McCarthy there was very new and improved. And on the economics and on the debt and on the scale and the magnitude. And he had the details. Yes. So that is phenomenal. But we're still going to be running $2 trillion deficits a year for 10 years, which is stimulative, right? And so the Fed has printed, 40%
but,
more
but,
money.
But hang on, but hang yeah. on, but hang yeah. on. The news here is that Boyle got out of him and he had it on the tip of his fingertips. Clearly he understands the magnitude of the problem. You know, they got the law of large numbers. He understands. Yeah. So it's on his watch, understanding the problem, and Boyle even gets better as you go on because he takes kind of a hard stand. You can't buy into the theory that we're just going to have $2 trillion deficits as far as it goes because it has to be monetized. In other words, the Fed has to do the jujitsu where they're just printing money. You agree with that, Brat?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad to hear he said this is non-trivial, this debt ceiling increase discussion. But I still am skeptical about the conference as a whole eating their spinach and making the very hard decisions, and they'll just get destroyed by the press. And so they know that. And so now it's incumbent on the American people, the war room folks, to call your Congress folks.
Well, you know what? You know what? We're going to have to. We're going to work it. Screw the media. Screw the media, because this is how we got into the banking system collapsing, because this is the collaborationist. It was Biden spending that led to Biden inflation that led to the Biden bonds collapsing, that led to the Biden banks collapsing. That you can see an absolute connected dots. We've done on the show. So screw the business media. Screw them. We got to fire back our facts and we will. Brad, we'll have to get to your charts later because I'm jammed. Yep. How do people get to you? You're putting them on social media. How do they get to you? We'll get you back on this afternoon or tomorrow. How do people get to you?
Just Brad Economics on Getter. Also, Goldman headline today. They made $100 million off of this SVB collapse. They're calling for a recession. Everybody knows what's coming, and the war room was there 2 years ahead of time as usual.
Hold it. Stop. Goldman Sachs made $100 million essentially on a trade that they knew. They bought the pack. They bought the portfolio. Right. Then the thing was declared after. Hold it. Let's make sure people understand what happened. The venture capitalists got the $42 billion. How easy to get $42 billion out of a small bank on one day? They got their $42 billion out. Goldman made $100 million of buying a loan package and crossing a trade on that $100 million for an hour's worth of work. And then the next day they announced, we got to save the bank and the MAGA guys are going to pay for it. I'll go through in more detail. But hey, you and the audience, you're a chump. Okay. The VCs got their money out. Goldman made $100 million, and then you backstopped and paid for the VC's, you know, companies that they ran away from and let you come in and bail it out, bail out the depositors.
Yep.
We'll walk you through all the logic of that. Dave Brett, fantastic. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, brother.
God bless. Keep the faith.
We're trying to jam a lot in here. Okay, Tony Fauci, because understand we're fighting on a lot of fronts, folks, and Tony Fauci fired back on Natalie Winters, MTG, the committee, Redfield, Dr. Malone, all of it. Let's play the first one. I'll bring in Malone and Natalie. This is just a taste because we're going to break this whole thing down, I hope, today on the show, later in the afternoon or tomorrow. Play the first cut. Let's get Natalie and Dr. Malone in here.
Would you characterize their efforts as being transparent in any way whatsoever?
Joe, there were two things that you just said, and I think you need to separate them. One is trying hard to contain it, and the other one is transparent. They shut down their country, so they did a draconian move to contain it. Transparency is a different problem. Right from the get-go, there was a lack of transparency about just what the nature of this virus was and its capability of spreading. And even to this day, for reasons that are very complicated, you know, we don't have the information that we need, unfortunately.
Okay, this is a major moment, and we are going to take a better part of an entire show to go through it, but I want to get just an appetizer. Natalie Winters, Fauci, his advisor said, I think we got to go on offense. Are these guys, the Natalie Winters, the War Room, Redfield, these committees, Dr. Malone and others are going to roll us. So now they're going on offense. Give us a sense of what he's trying to do there and position himself.
Yeah, I think the cover-up has commenced, and they're taking a very aggressive approach to doing it. He's really been wheeled out to all the different news outlets, News Nation. He was on Morning Joe for a very, very long time. This morning, they're asking him basically every question from vaccine to the origins of COVID and really giving him a chance to, again, for what seems to be like the 20th time, talk about how he was actually one of the leading voices in the room for transparency about the origins of COVID-19, which anyone who's watched the past unfold with reality and fact-based eyes knows that that is not the case. This is someone who not only do we have Freedom of Information Act request evidence, you can even see in some of his earlier interviews, went to great, great, great lengths, not just to silence people who dared to question or defy the mainstream narrative.
She's not getting lit up.
Didn't even include them, like Dr. Redfield, in these meetings. And it's really interesting. I think the important thing, too, to note, you know, Fauci is sort of choosing to mount this campaign, laundering his talking points through softball interviews in the mainstream media. I would challenge Fauci, if anything that I've said is wrong, if anything that MTG said is wrong, file defamation lawsuits. But he never will because, A, he knows we're right, but, B, and even more dangerously, he knows that discovery, what would come out, would vindicate us even more.
Dr. Malone, give us your assessment of this part. We're going to come back on vaccines after the break. Give us your assessment. You know Fauci as well as anybody. Talk to us about him going on offense.
So Natalie's exactly right. What's being promoted here is another limited hangout, and you'll notice that the attempt here is to distract us and build a cloud of ambiguity around all this information. So it appears to me that both MSNBC and Fauci have a conflict of interest and a strong desire to obscure the truth here. And you see it in these following clips where he talks about there's two possibilities. We don't know. We don't have definitive proof. But then he goes on and says that we'll never have definitive proof because the CCP is not being open and transparent. But as Natalie's pointing out, we have the document record. We have the receipts now in abundance about Tony Fauci's lies and his attempts to cover this up. And we also have quotes from Tedros and from the head of the Lancet Commission, both concluding that this is most likely a laboratory leak. And we have all the receipts of the government having funded this research and facilitated the technology transfer to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This is just the accusation, of course, they're making is that we're the ones guilty of mis and disinformation. But the documents, the document trail, the receipts clearly demonstrate that they're the ones that are guilty of mis and disinformation. They're trying to obscure the truth.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. I love your concept. I think you've been right from the beginning, the limited hangout, the old intel construct. Okay, we'll take a short break. We've got Natalie and Dr. Malone. I'm trying to work out with them because we need an hour to go through this in detail, and it is quite important. Tony Fauci got the word, I think, from his advisors, hey, we got to go on offense here because we're getting boxed in. So Fauci fighting back, Natalie Winters, Dr. Malone, two of the leaders in the, the Reconciliation, the Truth Commission about Dr. Fauci. Short break. And Natasha Owens is going to join us also with her new hit, Trump Won. All next in the War Room.
I just want to underline really quickly what Dr. Fauci said, because it is so important, because there's so much disinformation going on out there, especially about the vaccines. The thing is, the vaccines help curb the severity for the overwhelming majority of people that get the vaccines. Of course, some elderly people obviously will still have challenges. Others will still have challenges. But the data is just so clear. And I know there are people out there that spread disinformation daily. But because it's not black and white, it seems that they move to this more radically. But the fact is, it makes, for most Americans, the reaction less severe.
Yeah, well, that leads to the question, Joe. And we'd like the answer from you, Dr. Fauci, who you're the pride of Holy Cross College. And I don't believe you were in medical school with...
By the way, the 6 o'clock hour is going to be Dr. Malone and Natalie breaking down the entire thing because they're on offense. This is one of the longest interviews on Morning Joe I've seen. All this about the vaccine, Dr. Malone, they know they got a big problem here. Am I incorrect in that, sir?
No, you're not. What's being cited here actually is disinformation from Morning Joe. Let's break that down a little bit. What they're citing is historic evidence with earlier variants of COVID that were ambiguous, but led the press to claim, the corporate media, such as MSNBC, to claim that these vaccines were mitigating severe disease. The more recent data having to do with the Omicron strains is that the repeated inoculations caused people to be more likely to be hospitalized with COVID and to die. And that's coming from all over the world, as well as the Cleveland Clinic study. The more inoculations you receive, the more likely you are to be hospitalized with clinical COVID. What they're saying here is absolutely disinformation, or let's just call it what it is. It's a lie.
Natalie, give me a minute on this. And by the way, 6 o'clock tonight, I've got Natalie Winters, I've got Dr. Malone, and we're going to break this down. You do not want to miss it because Fauci and MSNBC are on offense here. Your thoughts about this one, ma'am, that you spend so much time on?
Well, I mean, I thought Anthony Fauci stepped down as the director of NIAID, but it was sort of a shady retirement, his decision to resign, where he's still technically an employee of the federal government, but not really clear what exactly he's doing. But I think just from the psychology perspective, you know, Dr. Malone very, I think, accurately said that he lies like a CIA officer about a week ago when he was on War Room. And I think it's funny just from the demeanor perspective. You know, Anthony Fauci, even though he's still a very powerful person, he's still technically not the director of NIAID, yet he still does these media rounds acting as if he is effectuating government policy and as if he's in charge, right? There's really no discernible change in his behavior. And I think it just speaks to really the egotistical nature of this man, that he has the nerve to tell us what to do, continues to lie to us. And honestly, I only wish that he would speak as harshly and critical of the Chinese Communist Party and the Wuhan Institute of Virology as he does people who don't want to get these vaccines and people who don't want to wear masks and don't like his lockdowns. But I think you can sort of see where his internal biases lie.
Amen. How do people get to you on social media before we get back here at 6 today?
Natalie G. Winters on Twitter, Getter, Instagram, Facebook.
Natalie, thank you so much. Dr. Malone, Substack, how do people get to your content before you get back on here at 6 today?
R.W. Malone, M.D. at Substack.com, and still on Getter. Getter is the fastest platform I know of right now in social media. Gab, Truth Social, and, of course, Twitter.
Dr. Malone, thank you. See you back here at 6 o'clock. We're going to break down the entire, in detail, Fauci counter-argument. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
An amazing anthem has come out, an incredibly powerful song from an incredible artist, Natasha Owens. Let's play it. Trump won.
What are you doing now?
Patriots fill stadiums, not circles in an empty room. Twitter and the FBI, one day you won't deny. Trump won and you know it. Trump won and you know it. The fake news will never show it.
In Fulton County were counted more than once.
I bet he took New York and Kerry, California as well. He's done it twice before, and he's gonna win again for the third time in 2024. Trump won and you know it. Trump won and you know it. We'll be right back.
It's not often you hear perfection, but incredible. Natasha Owens, the artist in back of this. Natasha, how did you, the inspiration, the lyrics, the music, the energy, the video, the ending, the arc of it, it's incredible. How did you do it?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on too. You know, for the past couple of years, it's been a saying in my home and a saying with our friends that Trump won and you know it. And so we just kept saying it, and it got to where I would start singing it in a tune, and then got with my producer, and one thing led to a next, and we had a blast writing it. We came up with all kinds of verses and scenarios, but then had a hard time choosing.
Well, tell us about your background. Give us your history, your artistic arc, your journey. Tell us about yourself.
I'm in the contemporary Christian market. 12 years ago, my dad was cleaning his guns. There was a bullet in the chamber. It went off and hit him in the heart. And life as I knew it, I thought had ended. And I downsprouted into a deep depression. And 6 months into my depression, my pastor called and asked me to be a music minister. And it saved my life. God crossed me at the right point. So I've been on the road with 6 albums already, trying to just spread a little bit of hope and let them know that God loves them. And so last year, my husband said, you know what? We've crossed the political path. You need to do a patriotic album because we love this country. God loves this country. And we just need to put a spotlight on how great it is and how much it took for our veterans and our soldiers to guarantee our freedom. So we did a patriotic album, which threw me on this road. And I just wanted to put a little bit of truth out there. No one's talking about it. We get censored. And I just felt like we just needed to sing about it and say what people are too afraid to say.
I want to find, so we want this song to be number one on iTunes. Where do people go to download Trump One right now? How do they get in back of the song? How do people support this song? I want you to walk us through what you need. This we have a vast activist audience, and I can tell you already, we played the song at the open of the show, and they absolutely love it. So, what are they supposed to do today?
Okay, you can go to natashaowensmusic.com. You can go to Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. You can download it anywhere you get music. On Truth Social, there's links. It's Natasha Owens Music. Twitter, Instagram is Tasha Owens Music. And then Facebook is Natasha Owens Music as well. So that would be great. It was number one this morning on the pop charts, which is really cool. And then a while ago, it was number two on iTunes. So we want it to go up to number one. And I just thank you so much for your support.
No. The audience, look, you nailed it. Somebody very close to me sent it to me the other day, and I was going, wow, what is this? I mean, it's just absolutely perfect. Now, for your patriotic album, where do people go? How do people get to your patriotic album?
You can download it on all streaming and Apple Music, iTunes platforms. You can also go to Natasha Owens Music if you want a hard copy of the CD, which people still want. I also have USBs that look like cassettes. For cars that do not have CD players, you can still play the music in your car.
And your contemporary Christian, where do they get that? And are you touring? Or are there things we can talk about in your calendar that people can see you perform live?
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of women's conferences this year. We took a back seat on contemporary Christian touring last year when I crossed into the political world. I've been doing a lot of private events, from CPAC to singing at Mar-a-Lago, about 14 times last year, I sang for President Trump. So we are opening up the schedule because I knew this song was coming out. I've got a few things on the calendar, women's conferences, but I'm really hoping to be on Trump's rally schedule because I would love, love, love to introduce this song to all his fans at those rallies.
Well, we've already talked to some folks. I don't think that's going to be an issue. Natasha, just fantastic. One more time. We want to make this number one on iTunes everywhere. Where do people go to support you on this song?
Go to iTunes and buy it on that. That would be great. Apple Music, Spotify. But you can go to Natasha Owens Music. It kind of links you out to everywhere you can buy, whether it's the physical CD or the actual downloads. But what will help me more than anything today is just going to iTunes and buying it straight from there.
Let's get everybody, Mo, Captain Bannon,
before they
and Grace,
take it
let's
down.
Get everybody into iTunes before they take it down. Ma'am, thank you very much. Honored to have you on here. Just a magnificent,
thank you, Steve.
Magnificent
I appreciate
anthem.
It.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's go out with Trump One and You Know It.
Come on, man.
Arrived, the new social media taking on big tech, protecting free speech, and canceling cancel culture. Join the marketplace of ideas. The platform for independent thought has arrived. Superior technology. No more selling your personal data. No more censorship. No more cancel culture. Enough. Getter has arrived. It's time to say what you want, the way you want. Download now.
Look, we're streaming all the time, picking up shows, having commentary, having people in the chat room. The group that's been built on Getter is just absolutely incredible. I'm putting up stuff all night long. People can see, and I can be on point here because I'm sleeping on the products and with the products of MyPillow, because folks can watch me on Getter putting up stuff at 2 and 3 in the morning. Mike, I want to break some. So go to Getter, download it. It's totally simple, and you even heard Malone. Still the fastest. It's by far faster than Twitter and much easier to use. Mike Lindell, I want to break some news here. Can I break the news that the old jingle for MyPillow has now been replaced by Natasha Owens' Trump one? Is that song written for Mike Lindell or what? I've never. That, as soon as I heard it, I said this is Lindell's anthem.
I'll tell you, that is going to be the number one song. By the, I got to get her on my show today, Steve, at 6. She is, that song is, how fitting, everybody. I've been saying that for 2 years. Everybody has. And wow. All I can say was, wow. And it sticks in your head. You're right. I think it's replaced the MyPillow jingle. And I'll gladly, replaces that, I'll gladly go along with it. I'll tell you, what a beautiful song.
Hold it. And the key is that she was talking to her friends. You and I talk about all the time. Trump won and you know it. This is the part, the kicker is, you know it. They're just, and this is what I love about this song, is in, up in your grill. There's not 1 second of back off from it, right? They got everything that we've been fighting for in her lyrics and the video. So it's pretty amazing. By the way, you've been getting dragged by the media for the comment you made on the show the other day about taking out the loan on MyPillow. But you had to take it because they're trying to shut down the company. There's no doubt about it. You got a company, employees, Americans up in Minnesota, the great state of Minnesota, and they're all over you every day. Am I incorrect, sir? Now the media's piling on.
Yeah, they pile on, and the IRS, they personally audited me now, and but they went after MyPillow for 2 years now, but. Last year, we had to take out, MyPillow had to take out 3 loans, upwards of $1 million, right around $10 million. The total was $10 million. And then the media just grabbed that yesterday, and they're just attacking. And, it's like, do they realize, Steve, that these are families, they have kids, grandkids. We're like a big family at MyPillow, and these are careers, not jobs. And I'll tell you, like, we're doing everything we can to get through. You guys have helped us here at the War Room. Yesterday, we launched the MyPillow 2.0, which has been perfect timing, everybody. It's about 3-4 weeks ago. There was no improvement on MyPillow for 15, 20 years, the best pillow in history. But then I found out about a cooling fabric or a cooling thread made right here in the United States. And I said, well, let's make a fabric from that. So now we were able to get MyPillow 2.0 up and running by the end of January here. Thousands of employees making them, and it's helping people. The comments we're getting back, Steve, are over the top. Wow, I didn't think sleep could get any better, but it has. And I tried it for 2 months. Remember, I try everything before I get behind it. Just like anything I do my due diligence. And it's very exciting. It's a buy one, get one free using the promo code WARROOM. And you guys, what we're giving back is because we're shifting then our stuff. We always have to make moves depending on our footprint of our company. So as a CEO, we met and I said, you know what? Let's take our all-season slippers. Let's get, sell them out for cost to give them to the people. We don't have the box stores. And we're discontinuing the all-season slippers. We have to go down to one SKU. Which is our regular slippers. So $25 a pair, limit 10. And I put that limit on because now that you never know what the retailers, after they say no, now they'll buy them and then go out and charge them up, I guess. But we're putting a limit on it.
And
promo code forum. You guys were so supportive yesterday. I wanted to, you know, come back and tell you thanks. And Steve, you've been a great support. Remember, I just came out of depositions with Eric Coomer and with all the other machine companies. I'm sitting in these depositions and I find out I can't go on Newsmax. I can't go on Fox. I can't go on Salem, for the most part, Salem Media, to talk about my employees and talk about our products. So we don't have that luxury anymore because of the attacks. They want my voice silenced. They want my pillow gone. They want my employees in the streets. That's what they want, Steve.
MyPillow.com, promo code WARM. You go there, the square, you got everything. You got the launch of the MyPillow 2.0. You got the slippers, the massive discount on the slippers, all of it. Buy one, get one free for the pillows, but sales all over the place. Mike Lindell, you're a patriot and a hero. We're going to work to get Natasha Owens on your show tonight. We're going to end with her song, the anthem for our movement. And by the way, breaking news, may replace the jingle at MyPillow. Lindell, you're a patriot and a warrior. Thank you so much, sir.
We all know Trump won. God bless you.
Trump won, and we know it. Natasha Owens, the anthem of the Trump movement. Let's make it number one. Get to iTunes right now. Let's have her back.
Fulton County were counted more than once.
I bet he took New York and carried California as well. He's done it twice before, and he's gonna win again for the third time in 2024. Trump won and you know it. Trump won and you know it. You know it, we know it, they know it, everybody knows Trump.